the land above, a giving cheer everywhere to the sad and the lonely. Fill my way every day with love. Oh, fill my way every day with love.
Message, you hear the message, that's what it is. Amen. Every day is filled with love.
Amen, Brother John.
Did you enjoy your Thanksgiving meeting this morning, that meal that we had? Whoa! There were so many nuggets. I was doing some more prospecting this afternoon, and there's just so many things in there that prophet of God said. And I was speaking with our brother Samuel in the back, and he covered so many different things in there. And what he said is just, what a tremendous blessing. There's no way that you can absorb all that that prophet says. Even when we're sitting together in heavenly places, you just can't take it all in. But truly, he was speaking to the bride of Jesus Christ, letting us know in this end time. And I love what he says here. Don't add to what I say. Amen. He said, you just say what I say. You say what's on them tapes. That's it. That's our absolute. If he doesn't say it, if I say something that ain't on the tape, don't you dare believe it. And anything that I say up here, take it back to the Word. There's only one thing that's infallible, and that's the Word. The Word's the only thing that's infallible. I would never want to say anything different, but even reading a quote, where we're going to read a couple of them, but even the way that I say them is different sometimes than the way the prophet of God says them. It's just something to the bride of Jesus Christ when we hear the way he says it. Like we know, it's truly, it's a love letter that he speaks to his bride. Amen. And we believe it. I like what he said. He said that Enoch was the living word of that age. Amen. So was that prophet of God to this age. It was the living word for this age. Amen. He said that covenant that he made with you was an unconditional covenant. Amen. Unconditioned. No conditions. Unconditioned. Amen. Now, not the one that he made with Adam in the beginning. And no. Unconditional that he made it for us. Amen. What a privileged people that we are to recognize that is the things that he said. And I love how he said there that he took his masterpiece.
Yeah.
How he talked about Michelangelo, and he said that he made this masterpiece his whole life to make that masterpiece. And then he came back and he took that hammer, and he said he struck it on his knee and he said, speak. He said he was so inspired. He said, but how God took his son, his masterpiece, and he says, struck his side to call a bride. Amen. Amen. Are you glad that he did that? We wouldn't be here if he hadn't made that. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What a masterpiece. There's only one name, and his name is?
Jesus.
What was that?
Jesus.
One more time?
Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Not only that, and all the promises and everything else, that, but in our day and time, as he brought back to us again this morning, he took him beyond the curtain of time and let him see over there all those loved ones that went on before. He said, is it perfect? Is it superb? He says, that doesn't even begin to explain what it is, what it must be like. And it's in a moment of a twinkling of an eye, the bride of Jesus Christ, and will be there.
Amen.
Just in that moment. But how much more real that he let him go over and to see that and then come back and tell us.
Amen.
That this is what it's like. There's where it is. It's reality. It's not just doves or something floating around or spirits. And he said you couldn't even shake their hands or do anything, he thought. But he says you have a body. I can only think as a human, and you think as, well, you know, am I going to know who I am or what I am, or am I just going to be a zombie type of a person? When I was a little kid, that's what I thought, and I want to. And I just got done telling you what Brother Branham said. You only hear what's on the tapes, but it echoes what he said on tape, what he told me when I was a young boy. And I remember one day we were sitting on the side of a mountain, and he was sitting there and he was telling me about eternity.
and what eternity was going to be like. He says, Joseph, he says, we're going to sit there. And he said, you know, he said, it's going to be wonderful. He says, now you won't know me as daddy. He says, because there won't be daddies and mommies or anything else like that. But he says, you'll know that I was something special to you on earth.
Amen.
Amen. That means a lot to me. But guess what? You're going to be there too. He saw you there too. He said there was no big me's and little you's. We're all one. How he said that Christ, that drunkard that just gave his heart to the Lord, he loves him just as much as he loves me. It gives us hope. It gives us everything that, Lord, why me? But he chose me. I didn't even find him. I ran from him. And he just kept right there with me wherever I went. You're either predestinated or you're not. And I am. And you are. That's just so good.
Glory.
I was listening to this quote today. Or I heard it this morning when Brother Branham said it. And you know, we've been talking about that. We're a house on fire on a windy day. You can't put it out. And I don't know if you caught this one or not this morning, but I did. It just struck me the way that he said it, that it kind of goes with we've been talking about that. He says, God's only provided plan for his age, his sons, in the word age. That's what we're in. The word age. The word age. Amen. He says, are quickened by the Spirit like a spark that's lit off something to make it alive. That's you. Now, he says, and are seated now in heavenly places in present tense. Already alive and subject to every promise in the Word.
Amen.
Every promise in the Word belongs to you. Every promise. Amen. Speak the Word. The bride speaks the Word. You are the Word. Amen. Praise the Lord. Be seated. You being a part of God's gene, royal seed Abraham, a royal seed of Abraham, a part of the Word, another man, a part of God's Word, seated together, manifested the entire body of Christ. No leaven among you, just the Word only. That's us. Amen. Seated in heavenly places in the door where he puts his name, Christ Jesus. Amen. No leaven among us. Just word. Just word.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I love that. There's a spark that is lit off as something that's alive.
Amen.
And the bride of Jesus Christ is truly alive. Amen. It's so important for us. And like I said, Brother Branham said so many, he covered so many subjects today. And it's very important. It's something that really struck me that he said, that we've talked about it before, is being careful. He says, you know, the blanket stretches real far. It goes to everybody. And he was talking about the oneness and the tuneness and everything else. He said, you respect them and what they believe and what that they see. And that is, if we truly have the life of Jesus Christ in us, we love everybody.
Amen.
We love everybody. You see Jesus Christ, don't everybody see it the way that I see it. But we all believe God sent a prophet. He sent a messenger. He sent a word, and that word to perfect the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So it's important that we do is that we have that in sitting in the presence of the Son. We'll have the Spirit of Jesus Christ living inside of us.
Amen.
To love one another, to appreciate one another, to put our arms around one another, because we're going to spend eternity together.
Yeah.
You know, when you even the back side of the story is, if you will, and you hear Brother Branham is this series of messages when he was in Shreveport. And earlier, what he came in, we heard him say, he said, you know, he's going to Shreveport. He says, they don't believe all those doctrines. They don't believe everything that what we believe. And he says, you know, I won't say those things unless he tells me to say those things. And apparently he did. He says, now I'm preaching some doctrine here today. But he loved them. He loved him. He wanted to win him.
Yes.
He wanted to win him to this message to tell him God sent a prophet. It was Malachi 4 manifested right before him, but he showed him in genuine love.
Yes.
And that's what we do. That's the Spirit of Christ that we want to have for one another, everybody.
Amen.
That's what went. Nothing can beat love.
Amen.
What's the love? Guess what? It got wounded on his side. That's love. That's true love.
Yeah.
The masterpiece was wounded for me and you. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. One more quote. I didn't want to get right into the word, but Brother Branham, this only God's prophet could place the word. We believe that.
Yeah.
He could place it where it went.
Yeah.
Because that's who God spoke through.
Yeah.
His prophet. All the revelations from the beginning of time was revealed to us.
Yeah.
And as we say over and over again, we're sitting together in heavenly places. Everybody wanted to be where you are right now.
Amen.
They wanted to be sitting here when it's all concluded, when it's all finished, to see the things that you see, to be that spoken word, to be able to speak the word, and things happen. He says, you know, the Bible is always right. He puts words in there, and you've got to place it out where it goes to make it. Make the whole picture of redemption, see? Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed until your redemption. Till you're redeemed.
Yes.
You're sealed in there.
Amen.
You're beneath the blood. Oh man, I'm glad for that. You don't go out no more. And then what are you? God's son in God's family, sealed by the Holy Spirit. The devil couldn't get you if he had to. For you are dead, your old husband part is dead, and you're buried, and your life is hid in God through Christ and sealed by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Thus, your name is on the Lamb's Book of Life.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. There's nothing greater than that right there. Your names are written on the Lamb's Book of Life. It's all over. Praise the Lord. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go.
Wow. Oh, man. Maybe Peter. That's so wonderful. That just sets me on fire when you hear that. Because once that you recognize that your name's on the Lamb Book of Life, that you're dead and divorced and that's gone, when he explained it, there it is.
Amen.
He says, then once you see your name's there, the devil don't even know what to do with you. Praise the name of the Lord. Speak the word. Speak the word. You know, when a little testimony was speaking with the brothers back there, I'm sorry to take so much time and doing that, but something that encourages us, saying it to them and encourage you that, you know, when we go, that sometimes that we believe for the healing of our bodies. And the symptoms are always there. That sometimes Satan can come. We live in a day and time, we want everything to happen instant. We're an instant people. We've talked about that many times, that we live in that time. We want to send a text, we want to send an email, we want everything FedEx. We're just in the people now, everything's busy. We want everything right now. And we want everything from God right now, the way we want it. He says we don't ask for our will. We ask for His will and His perfect will. But He did tell us what to do. He told us if we have a need, we go to Calvary, we speak the word. He says, you check your motive, you check your objective. You, what do you want to be healed for? He said, it's important. God wants to know, what do you want to be healed?
Right.
I've got a reason for it. Lord, what is it? Lord, check my life. If there's anything in there, Lord, whatever it is, I want to know what it is. I want to make it right. Because Satan put that on you. Satan put sick. God don't put sickness on you. He allows it, but God don't do that. That's Satan. So you're a believer, and he has no right on you. None whatsoever. And so we have to go, and we have to claim it, and saying, you know what? That's it. I drove down my stake. I accept my healing. I believe it. And then you got to believe it if it comes in, and it's God, he starts working on your mind, that old devil. And he starts working that there's a reason. Why am I getting my healing? Why am I getting my healing? And maybe it's time for me to go. Maybe it's time for me to go, Lord. It's for you to take me home. Lord, if you're going to take me home, you're going to take me home something different than this, because I'm healed of this.
Amen.
If you want to give me a heart attack, if you want to give me an embolism, take me. But this, claim your healing and believe it. And then Satan can't touch you. You live above it. That's what the bride is to doing it. He says to speak that word. And it was cute the other day. I was talking to Paul on the phone. He called me up, and Brother Billy Paul's blood pressure was up a little bit high. And he said, pray for Pop. He says, blood pressure's up a little high. And he says, how's your blood pressure doing? I said, it's great. I said, I wrote out a check. And I says, I don't check it no more. I don't care what the machine says. It's perfect. He said, I was healed. My check's been written out. Written in the blood of Lord Jesus, you're healed. So don't look back. Satan's such a liar. Amen. Well, we do have another baby dedication tonight. We got a lot of babies. So we'll sing our, bring them in if you do. If the couple wants to come, there's one family, I believe.
Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring the little ones to Jesus.
What's her name? Elizabeth. This is Elizabeth. Can you say hello to everybody? She feels like I do up here in front of you all. Let us bow our heads. Gracious Lord Jesus, once again, what a privilege it is to be able to come before your throne, Lord, and hold this little love token in my arms, Lord Jesus, as a representative of you, Lord. How unworthy I am, Lord, but how great thou art, Lord. And Father, as this family has come, Lord, to bring this token of love that you've given into their home, Lord, to give her back to you. Father, we take her in dedication, Lord, and we give her back to you, Lord. May you be with her whole life, Lord Jesus. May you lead, guide, and direct her, Lord. Keep your hand up over her, Lord. May her life be an example to others if time should go on, Lord Jesus. Bless and be with her. May she just be the joy of this family, Lord. And bless the family, Lord, as they raise up this child, Lord, to love you and to love this message. May they always put the word first in their home, Lord Jesus. Bless and be with them now. And bless this little child, Lord, as we give it back to you in dedication. We ask it all in the lovely and precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
Bring them in. Bring them in from the fields of sin. Oh, bring them in. Bring them in. Bring the little ones to Jesus.
Before we go to prayer, I do have an announcement to make. I wasn't real clear with you this morning on the services that we're getting ready to have the Jubilee. To be clear, it starts the 5th, is on a Saturday, and we will be having it here. All the services will be here at the Youth Center. And if it's okay with you, why don't we start the Saturdays like we're doing at the Sunday service a little bit earlier at 6 o'clock?
That's good.
And then that way it won't be too late that we get out. Then we can do Sunday service. We'll be here at 9:30. Then Monday, on the 7th, we'll start at 7 o'clock like we do our Wednesday night service. And then on Tuesday, it'll be at 7 o'clock also too. And then on Wednesday, we won't have no service. We'll cancel that. That'll be on the 9th, that Wednesday service. But they'll all be here at the Youth Center. We still haven't announced the time yet. I still want to get with all the deacon brothers and stuff to figure out the time when to come for the communion night. But roughly it'll be 4 or 5 o'clock, something like that. But we'll announce that probably this Wednesday night when we have a little bit more time. Then we'll come back with the other messages, and I believe it is. I don't have it in front of me, but I believe it's the 20th is the first one after we have the communion service on the 13th. Then there's a Wednesday night service, and I believe on the 20th is when we'll start back with the Jubilee messages that we missed, and we'll hear that Sunday, then Wednesday, and the following Sunday. And there's 4 messages that we heard. We'll come back and hear them all together. I'm looking forward to them. Good time. Praise the Lord. Let us all stand as we go to prayer. Praise the name of the Lord as we bow our heads. Prepare ourselves to invite Him. As we say, we know that He's here because He came with us, each one of us. So wonderful that no matter where we go, He's right there with us. Because according to His promise, He said, I will never leave you or I will never forsake you. What a promise to a child of God to know that Christ is always there. Sometimes we say things and we do things and prophet Joyce, that little dove takes a flight. But right away, it's like, Lord, come back. I'm sorry, Lord. Come back, Lord. I'm sorry. What does He do? Here He comes. He's faithful. He's always faithful. And He never leaves us. He loves us so much and we love Him for loving us so much. But we want to invite Him to come and to be with us tonight. Open up our hearts to hear the Word once more. And to thank Him while you're praying. Is, Lord, what we had this morning, Lord, that Word. Oh, how it stirred our hearts. How it stirs our heart just to stand together with our brothers and sisters in love. And knowing that we're part of Your great economy in this end time. We could just stand here until You come, Lord, with our heads bowed, worshiping You, to think of You, Lord. Because we don't have the words to speak or to express what we feel and it's upon our hearts. But we love You. We have many prayer requests that have come in today that are up here. We'll take time to read each and every one of them. We know that Father knows each and every one of them. We do have one that is here that our brother Collins is doing better, so we thank the Lord for that. We do want to continue to remember him and Sister Collins. I know that she's not been feeling well neither, that the Lord would just be with them and help them. I know also that we haven't mentioned before is the Church of the Open Door. And there might be some of the folks that are here tonight that I know his church, they're closing his building down, his lease, they're canceling it, and he has to find a new church where to go to. But we know God's more than able to do that. That's nothing for him. And those people want a place to fellowship and they need it. God will provide it. We'll believe it. So we want to remember them. And do you have any special requests that's on your heart that you want to raise your hand and say, Lord, You know my need. Lord, You know what I just need You more than anything, Lord. And bless and be with me. We're just going to sing a song, reach out and touch the Lord as I invite our brother Samuel to come up and take these requests all before Him. And knowing that when we ask it, that we're going to get it. You believe it?
Amen.
You accept it?
Amen.
It's done. It's finished. Let's sing our little song, reach out and touch the Lord. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to want to thank You with all of our heart for the message that we've heard this morning, Lord.
Thank you for Calvary, Lord, the great masterpiece, Lord. You give your life, Lord. You made every provision. You provided everything we had need of, Lord. Sent a pillar of fire in this generation. Sent Brother William Marion Branham with, "Thus saith the Lord for this age." Thank you, Lord, for the absolute, Lord. We appreciate you, Lord. And Lord, we think of it, and as your Brother Branham said, that, Lord, that eagle screamed out, and then, Lord, we heard that big eagle scream, Lord, and he praised the name of the Lord. He put our names on the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that the provisions have been made. And to think, Lord, that we as sons and daughters of God, sealed by the Holy Ghost, Lord, to possess every gate of the enemy, every affliction, everything that Satan would put in our way, that we have the victory tonight. Thank you for that, Lord. We appreciate it, Lord. And to think that these prayer requests and these uplifted hands, Lord, nothing is impossible with you, Lord. And Lord, you ask us to ask, and we shall receive. Lord, go write that check out, and it's ours. Thank you for it, Lord. We love you, Lord. And as we go further into this part of the service, Lord, we just want to invite you into this service. Lord, to walk up and down these aisles, Lord, to minister to us. Lord, to speak to us, Lord, and help us to get quiet, Lord. Help us to open our heart, Lord, to hear that voice speak to us. Those things that we have need of tonight. Lord, we love you, Lord. We're under anticipation, Lord, for what you're going to do for us. We love you, Lord, tonight. We commit it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We love you, Jesus. Amen.
Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by.
Message we heard this morning, and just fellowship with the brothers, and just makes you homesick for Him. Amen. Are you looking forward to the time that we can be together up there and His coming? And I want to see Him. Amen. Look upon His face.
And as I journey through the land, singing as I go, pointing souls to Calvary, to the crimson flow. Many arrows pierce my soul from without within, but my Lord leads me on, and through Him I must win. Oh, I want to see Him, look upon His face, there to sing forever of His saving grace. And on the streets of glory, let me lift my voice, and cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. And when in service for my Lord, dark may be the night, but I'll feel more close to Him, He will give me light. Satan's snares may vex my soul, turn my thoughts aside, but my Lord goes ahead, leads whatever be tied. And oh, I want to see Him, look upon His face, there to sing forever of His saving grace. And on the streets of glory, let me lift my voice, and cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. And when in valleys low I look toward the mountain high, and behold my Savior there, He's leading in the fight. And with a tender hand outstretched toward the valley low, He's guiding me, and
opportunity to gather together in your name. Father, we just thank you for this unadulterated word, Lord, that we have. Lord, that we have something in this last days, Lord, that keeps us straight and pure, Father. We love you, Lord Jesus, and we just ask, Father, that you bless these tithes and offerings. Use them to your will, Father. In Jesus Christ's name we ask it. Amen.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face and there to sing forever of his saving grace. And on the streets of glory, let me lift my voice and cares all past, come at last. And when before me bills rise from the mighty deep, and when the Lord directs my thought, he does safely keep, and he leads me gently on through this world below, and he's a real friend to me, and oh, I love him so, and oh, I want to see him look upon his face, and dancing forever of his saving grace, and on the streets of glory, let me lift my voice.
Sing that little chorus, feeling so much better, just talking about that good old way.
Well, feeling so much better, talking about this good old way. Feeling so much better, talking about the Lord. Let's go on, talking about this good old way. Let's go on, talking about the feeling. I'm feeling so much better, talking about this way. Feeling so much better, talking about the Lord. Let's go on, talking about this way. Let's go on, talking about the Lord. And the devil, he don't like it, talking about this way. The devil, he don't like it, talking about the Lord. So let's go on. Let's go on, tell me he's feeling a little better. Whoa.